This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies
of blue. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here today till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. This is Patrick, Paul's youngest son. Be here to help you out with the future here. So feel free to give us a call anytime. It's a rainy day. I just look outside and think, rain, go away. We've had enough of this rain. You know, every year we're like, oh, we're in a drought. I don't think we're in a drought anymore. We give up. White flag. It's enough rain. We've had more rain than we can deal with. I saw a stat the other day on the news about Boston that in the month of November, we had about, I think it was like 8.75 inches of rain in the month of November, whereas Seattle, Washington, since May, has had 8.4 inches of rain. So, again, I give up. It's enough. You win, Mother Nature. Okay? We get the point. This rain's a good thing. It does help everything grow and keep us going. Keep everything going here, but you know, some days I just don't want to have to get out there in the rain all the time. So you know, hey, it could be worse, right? It could be snow, because every inch of rain is a foot of snow. So yeah, we could have that. So I guess there are better things, but yeah, it's one of those things where it's a good thing to have, but we've had enough. So, you know, as my father always said with the, you know, if it was snow, it'd be poor man's fertilizer, but, I think the rain's the same thing here, helping us out, helping get everything to bed, giving us the last soaking into our plants, getting them ready for winter, getting that deep down soaking, actually helping out. So our plants should be doing well for spring. But you never know what Mother Nature has. I mean, if we've had this much rain, who knows what we're going to do for snow. Hopefully it's not a lot. Hopefully it's just a nice covering to keep our plants safe all winter, but you never know. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here to answer any of your gardening questions today, so feel free to give us a call at about 8:30 today. Victoria from Natural Alternative will be here. We'll be talking a few things, mostly ice melt again. It's that time of the year. We should be really thinking about that and figuring out, all right, you know, do I have it? Do I need it? Do I need a refill pack? That type of thing. So she'll be here to give us some more information on their products and what's safe, what's not, etc. For those of you who've been emailing and looking for some information, the wreaths are still out there this year. They're just being done by a different company. My brother Jason's still involved completely in the project, in the process. It's Fiddleheads Garden Center, Fiddleheads Florist in Cape Elizabeth. I'll give you some more information later on that. But I just want to pass that along. We'll be talking about it a few times today just to let you guys know, because I know people are wondering. It's that Christmas time. Should be getting ready to go out there. And I know a lot of you, at least in the Winchester area, were out yesterday buying a Christmas tree. Where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, the day was just filled with Christmas trees going out. There was one point I looked down and I counted about 25 cars that had a Christmas tree right on top. So yesterday was a big day for Christmas trees getting out there. It was December 1st, so really getting to that holiday season. No excuses left, right? There's, you know, not Thanksgiving in the way to start celebrating. So it was a good day to get out there. I believe it was almost 50 degrees. I was working in almost with only a couple layers. I usually have about four or five lately. I only had two layers on, so it was nice to be able to get out there and work and work up a sweat. I know a lot of people out there Friday and Saturday, they're both nice days. Getting out there, getting the lights on their plants, getting everything ready for that Christmas spirit. A lot of people getting out there, finishing up those leaves, getting everything out, getting everything clean for the year. Don't forget, I've had a couple people actually come into the nursery and ask some questions in regards to, you know, can I just put those leaves around some of my plants in the garden bed? Of course, you know, it's natural, it's free, you already have it. You don't have to go out and get that mulch or that salt marsh hay. Either one of those would be fine too, if you have it. But, had a few people come in and just ask about their different, you know, their hydrangeas, what they can use, and using some of the leaves that are already in there, you know, pile them up around it, pile them up in the garden bed, really give it a nice coating. As I started to talk about, you know, you never know what's going to happen with Mother Nature. Like, we could get a lot of snow, we could not, we might not. You want to protect your plants for the winter. As I said, she's doing us a favor right now by giving us all this rain. It is really giving a heavy soaking to our plants to get them ready for the long haul in winter. So that's a good thing. But you just don't know what could happen next. So making sure you protect your plants is a huge thing at this time. So we've talked about it multiple times in the past couple weeks, about getting your hydrangeas, your roses protected for winter by getting that 12x12 barrier around them with mulch or salt marsh hay or something along those lines. If I read correctly, I'm going to have to double check, but I think we're going to have a little bit of a cold front coming in by the middle to end of next week. So, you know, we could be getting into that December feeling. And I did hear some snow possible for next weekend. So you never know. We should really try to get out there. And if you haven't gotten some things done, get everything ready for winter. We can, you know, talk about that. We can talk about a few other things. But feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So, like I said, feel free to give us a call at any time. We have a lot of great things going on. I got a couple things that I did talk about last week, and I wanted to talk about a little bit more, was the poinsettia. I was walking through our greenhouse this past week, and usually it's just filled with poinsettias this time of year, and I noticed a sign that said, you know, it looked like it said poinsettia. It started with a P, end with a setia. And I was looking at it and saying, maybe they made a typo. I'm not really sure. It just didn't look right. But it was called Prinsettia. I looked at it, could kind of tell what the difference was. But I asked somebody in the nurse in the greenhouse. I said, hey, maybe I'm, you know, crazy here, but is this right? And they had said, yes, it's called a Prinsettia. It's a smaller bract on the top, so it looks just a lot smaller than your normal poinsettia. So it's the flower is a lot smaller, and that's the real main difference. Has the same color, same everything, but it's pretty cool looking. Grows the same way, just a smaller flower. But it was one of those things. I did like a double take. I looked back. I said, Poinsettia? That's got to be a typo. That's got to be a typo. Let me figure this out. It wasn't. So, but it was pretty cool. And, you know, cool thing about poinsettia, if you didn't know, is it does grow like a weed, really like a shrub in Mexico, where it was found by Joel Poinsettia. And it can grow 6 to 8 feet, maybe 8 to 10 feet tall, and it can get pretty big in its regular climate there. So it's pretty cool. It's also, you know, long story short, there's a myth out there that it's poisonous, but it's really not. You'd have to eat, a child would have to eat 500 red bracts to suffer a mild upset stomach, and that would be a 50-pound child. So that's a lot of plants. You'd probably have to, let's say, have about 50 to 75 plants. So they'd have to be sitting in a greenhouse for a while to be eating on those. So, you know, I don't think there's a, you know, it does have that history of being, you know, people always thought it was poisonous. And I know there is a study out there that say like 63% of women and I believe 50% of men still believe it's poisonous. So, you know, I want to get that out there so people do know that it is safe to have in the house for your pets and your children. So, you know, it's one of those things. Just really think about our phone number here. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here till 10 o'clock to answer your questions, so feel free to give us a call.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first today?
Linda in New Hampshire.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not proud or happy to say that I never got around to cutting down my asparagus plants.
Okay.
It seemed as though, you know, September, October, they weren't turning in color. So I kept waiting and waiting, and then wham, bam, guess what? I hope this, you know, are they salvageable, or what do you think I can do? And the same thing with my berry bushes, my raspberry bushes. They, you know, I'm very disappointed. I never cut them down. First year. I mean, so
can you still get to the asparagus at this point?
I could get to them. Yeah, I could get to them. They're laying down.
Yep.
So what do you suggest I do?
Well, so they do need to be cut back. It's usually you wait until they die back. So it's, you know, it's usually about late fall. They start turning that brown or yellow. So I would suggest still trying to cut them back a little bit.
Okay.
Getting that asparagus that's on there, because it's not going to do any good for you. It could end up either rotting on the ground there and doing more damage than good for you. So what I'd suggest doing, if you could, because it's you know, it's nice weather right now. Well, it's raining. But it's nice,
okay, I can get out there.
Nicer temperature, if you will. But what I would do is I'd cut those back. And they're saying later in the week, maybe a cold front coming through, and towards the end of the week, maybe some snow. So if you could get some sort of like mulch, or if you have some leaves or something around the house, get that area where you cut the asparagus back, just cover it. give it a nice covering for, you know, for winter. So if a storm were to go through, we get that cold front, it just protects it a little bit more. Normally, you could just cut them back and kind of let them go. This one, just with the fresh cuts, it's really just helping protect the fresh cuts that you're doing, being that it's a little bit late. I mean, I'd still do it. Like I said, so that foliage, when it falls over and hits the ground, it's going to get wet. It could start to mold. It could start to rot a little bit. And that could do some more damage into the soil versus just, you know, above ground. So that's why I would still cut them back. But I'd do a little bit of protecting with either, you know, mulch, salt marsh hay, or a little bit of, you know, leaves, pine needles even, anything that you could get around the house that you already have to put on top of there, just as an extra protectant, just to be safe.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I a little embarrassing, but...
I mean, these things happen. You have a lot of... Life is busy, and when it's raining, you know, most of the month of November, you don't really want to get outside. Those days that are nice, you want to actually be able to do some things instead of have to do yard work. So I completely get it. I still got piles of leaves in my yard, so don't be embarrassed.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I thank you so much. You have a magical day, and, it's funny, I downloaded, what's your theme song?
It's A Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Right. Well, back about 3 years ago, that's my wake up, my alarm song. And
oh,
when
that's
I
awesome.
When I hear it in the morning, you know, I can't help but think of your dad. So, you know, it's a nice remembrance.
It definitely is, and every time I hear that song, I know he's, thinking about us and thinking about everybody, so it's a good one, so that's, I appreciate that.
Please, God bless you, Father.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Linda, you too, enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And, if not, if you have some, if you want to listen to some old ones, we do have podcasts up, so take a look. But in the meantime, give us a call.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His 5 children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe. George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We've, it's raining out there. It's gross. It's just one of those days you want to stay in bed and, say, what happened? Yesterday it was 50 degrees. Today it's rainy and gross out there. So, one of those things. It's, Mother Nature has given us a nice needed, watering for our plants. So, we'll take it, right? We'll take what we can get here. But, there's been a lot of rain. So it's been good for our gardens. We got to look at it positive, right? In a positive manner, and that it's been good for the garden, so that's a bonus for us. So feel free to give us a call. We'll try to answer any question you have today. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espomo Organic Liquid Plant Foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espomo's new Easy Dose Cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espomo Organic, a natural in garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For those of you who haven't chosen your Christmas tree yet, I know, as I said, I saw a lot of you out there yesterday choosing that Christmas tree. But there are a few different types out there. I know your traditional Christmas tree is a balsam fir. It's a great, great looking tree. Smells wonderful. It's got that Christmas feel to it. It's probably one of the most fragrant Christmas trees out there. You also have the Fraser fir. It's got a little bit of the fragrance, not as much as the balsam, but it has stronger branching, stronger needles. You know, it's not as completely sheared looking as your balsam fir. It does have a nice shape to it, but it's just a little bit stronger branching, so that a lot of people are starting to use that to, you know, hold some of your bigger ornaments, bigger decorations on there. There's also a noble fir. Noble fir comes from the West Coast, usually Oregon area. That is, I mean, the branches are basically straight out all the way up, pyramidal shape, great shape to it. There's no real fragrance, but it's got a little bit of a blue tinge to it. And when it's dry, it kind of maintains that color. There's no shed to the needles as well, unless it gets really, really dry. It's a really cool one. One of the ones we have in at Mahoney's where I work, it's called the Northern Fir. Not sure completely the mixture of it, but I believe it's a balsam and Fraser, maybe another type tree in there. It's actually, when you look at it from afar, you almost think it's a noble fir, just the way the color is. It's got a little bit of a blue tinge to it, but it's really nice shape to it. It's a gorgeous looking tree. It's a newer one I had never really seen until this year. So, that's one to take a look out for. There's those, the mixes of the balsam and Fraser. I've heard them called either a falsum or a fralsum. So different names out there for it. So there's a couple different styles you can do. There's your non-traditional, like a white pine or a Douglas fir or a Scotch pine or a blue spruce, that type of thing. You're not going to really find those as much out there in the garden centers. You could also... I've seen a con color fir, which is really nice, like blue type fir. It's got like an orangey smell to it when you bring it inside the house. It's pretty cool. That's a different one too. So there's some options out there, but your traditional is the balsam fir that you can bring in the house and work there. Sorry guys, I've been sick again. I feel like every week I've been sick. I have two young daughters, and daycare brings in a lot of different sicknesses. So it's great. So I got that going. I'll try to keep my coughing away from the microphone so you guys don't have to hear it too. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We were speaking about some Christmas trees. There's other types that you could actually, you know, you could bring in a living Christmas tree for, you know, this year. Try something different. They have some small, like, blue spruces out there. Dwarf Alberta spruces would be nice to use. Very small, you know, you can use some smaller ones. But it's one of those things where, you know, unless you do a couple things, if you're looking at doing a live Christmas tree, only bring it in the house for a couple days. Don't bring it in now and expect it to be fine after Christmas when you bring it outside. You really want to do it, 3 to 5 days maximum inside to have it in there. Because once it's in the house and starts to acclimate, it's not getting that cold weather, you could really shock it by bringing it outside right after Christmas, which is, you know, what I've heard, you know, a lot of people will do. It's usually what gets done right after Christmas and planted. The other thing I would like you to do is if you're going to plant it right after Christmas, decide on the spot right now where you want it and then dig the hole. The ground is, you know, might have a little bit of freeze in it, but with that warm temperatures we had yesterday and the rain that we have today, dig the hole, get the hole ready. So if you plan on doing it and you're saying, all right, I'm not going to buy it for another 2 weeks, you know, take a look. See if you can get that hole dug so after the season, you can put that plant right into the grounds. Even if you put it into with the pot into the grounds and cover soil around it, you're going to protect it more than just putting it outside and leaving it with it, you know, the pot exposed. So, you know, it's one of those things. Just kind of think ahead when you're going to do it. You know, get that spot ready. Figure out when it's going to be doing. You know, you can keep it in the house 7 to 10 days, but I like to go a little bit less than that because the more it stays in the house, the more it's going to acclimate itself. You don't want it to start pushing new growth, that type of thing in there. You want to try and really just keep it cool. You want to make sure it's protected. Don't put it next to a heater. You could also, you know, I wouldn't do it if it was a blue spruce, but maybe with a dwarf Alberta, you could spray it a little bit with wilt proof or wilt stop to keep the moisture in the tree. If you had like a little blue spruce, wilt proof and wilt stop will actually change the color of the blue. It'll change it to like a green. So you don't want that. So don't spray those. But if it's like a dwarf Alberta spruce that's already green, you can spray that to really help it and protect it for in the inside with the warm weathers. It's going to help keep the moisture in there, etc. So there are other options out there that we've talked about. So you could try those out there. You know, dwarf Alberta spruce is they're very tight and pyramidal. They're pretty cool. You can put those little decorations on it. It just looks like a mini Christmas tree, so it's pretty cool. So our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in New Hampshire.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I accidentally have a butterfly bush, which is very beautiful and established, and I never cut it back till spring, but it's hard to explain. It's on this tier kind of situation, and I crashed and fell on top of it and broke half of it, so then I thought I better just cut it back now. It was very strange what happened. So is it going to be okay, or I cut it back in the, like I said, it usually it still had, you know, this was probably right before it snowed, so probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I mean, it should be fine. You know, did you cut it back to the normal area where you would in the spring? Like, you cut it all the way back?
Yeah, I usually cut it all the way, you know, because the dead. Yeah.
I feel like it should be fine, especially with the amount of rain we've been having, keeping that plant, like, moist and ready for the next year. You know, you can.
Okay,
it's okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just thought if you cut it back too soon, it's okay to cut it back in the fall. You're saying
it is okay to do. It's not ideal situation,
right?
But it's not not a bad thing. You can cut them back in November. I've had it happen before. But, you know, it depends on the severity of the winter we're going to have. So if it's a real bad winter where, and when I say it's real bad, I don't mean lots of snow. I mean lots of snow, then warm up, then snow, then warm up. If we had snow consistently and it keeps the ground frozen and the plant protected, you should have no problems. The plant might appear to be dead in the spring. It might not look right, but give it a little bit of extra time. See, you know, let the ground really get to it and start going. But I think, you know, I think you should be all right. Normally, again, it's the end of winter, beginning of spring when you would cut it.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be all right by doing this. You know,
I won't do it again.
Well, you know, you never know. Take a look, and next year, the plant could be the most beautiful it's ever been. And then you know, you might not want to trip and fall into it again, but you might want to just cut it again for next year. But I think you're really going to be okay. Maybe, you know, if you're worried a little bit, maybe take any of the leaves or some mulch around it and just protect it around the stalk, the base of the plant a little bit. Maybe, you know, 6 to 12 inches around the base, just to really protect it, keep it frozen for the winter. Okay. Keep it just extra protected if there's that concern. And you know, if it was a fresh cut on the stalks, I'd suggest spraying like the wilt proof or the wilt stop on it. But at this point, they've already sealed over, so I don't want you to do it, and I don't want you to have to go out there and cut it again. It's usually by putting that seal, it'll help. But I think the amount of rain we're having is helping keep that moisture in the plant before the ground freezes. So I think you're going to be okay. I really think you're going to be okay with this one.
Thank you, Pete. I was worried. Just because, again, that's not what I usually do. But great. Thank you.
At least you're okay, right?
Okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie, for the phone call. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so feel free to give us a call. And be here to do anything we can to help you out in your garden.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my family-owned manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. In the meantime, we'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Norman in Massachusetts.
Norman, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Patrick, it just so happens that yesterday I obtained a locally grown boxwood in the shape of a Christmas tree. It was a Christmas party we went to. Okay. Now, should I try and put that in the ground this year, or should I just keep it watered in the house and put it in the ground next year?
Well, so you want to, it really depends. You want to keep it inside until Christmas, or are you looking to do it now?
Well, I just assume get it out now because I don't know if I'd keep it alive till next year.
Gotcha. Well, you could definitely put it in the ground now.
It's not too cold to do it or anything.
Well, I do have a couple more questions, and I still think it's going to be fine, but do you know how long it's been inside for that party, how long they brought it in?
Well, let me tell you, I'm in Massachusetts, and we have a big greenhouse company around here, and so I assume it was grown in a greenhouse.
Okay.
So that's the thing that worries me.
Yeah, it would worry me too. So, you know, what you could start to do is the plant needs a dormancy period. It won't show that it's dormant by losing its leaves or something along those lines because it is an evergreen. So it won't look like your typical, you know, dormancy period. But it needs that period to really put all its effort into its root system to grow, etc. What you could do is put it in like a garage or a tool shed or like in a bulkhead, that type of thing, to get it to get into those cooler temperatures. Those would have to be areas that are not heated. I know some garages are heated, some basements are heated. So you're looking for an area that's not heated, not something that's going to get, you know, terrible temperatures, you know, of freezing temperatures of like below zero. Sometimes you can't predict those things, but somewhere where it's going to get cooler temperatures so it can go into its dormancy state.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I would look for. The other thing is what you could do, it's almost like you'd be acclimating a houseplant in the spring. In the spring, your houseplants that you want to get outside, you'll bring out during the day when the cooler temperatures are there, or warmer temperatures. Leave it outside for a part of the day, and then bring it inside at night when it gets below freezing. And then continue that for a few days so it will start to get those, that colder temperature. It gets acclimated to being outside. You know, bring it inside, put it in the garage so it's not, you know, too warm. You know, those types of things, that's how I would try to do it. The other thing, if you could, if you have any wilt proof or wilt stop, spray the plant to help keep its moisture inside the plant for the winter. You also, say you do put it in the bulkhead or in a garage, you know, make sure you do water it about once a month. It's not like all the time. You don't have to water it like it's the, you know, the summer. But just make sure it still has some water in there. Because if it's not outside, it's not getting that natural watering from snow or that type of thing. So there's a few ways you could do it.
One of the dangers of putting it outside, I could water it and plant it, but I'm afraid if it was in a greenhouse, I'm going to lose it anyway.
Well, and that's where one of the concerns are. So what I would try to do, maybe you can check with the people who threw the party and see where, you know, if they got it from that greenhouse that was outside.
Oh, I know they did because there's a tag on. In fact, I was going to call the greenhouse, but since I had you on this morning, I said, geez, I think I'll call.
Yeah, and it might be one of the boxes that is, you know, decorative and meant to stay inside, too. Sometimes they do have that this time of year. And maybe you can just enjoy it and keep it in a sunny window. But, you know, what type of boxwood was it? Did it say?
I think it did, but I'm in a different part of the house now. I don't know what type it was.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Take a look at it. See the name. If you want, you can email us. Go to paulparent.com on the bottom. It has a contact us page. Email the name of it, and maybe I can give you some more information that way.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, thanks, Norman. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.